Hi, everyone. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
And we're on our travel unit, and we're talking about thrill seekers who like heights, great heights, being up high in the sky. Maybe you're someone out there that already has a lot of experience climbing mountains. You're a mountain climber. That scares me because you're literally hanging from a rope as you're suspended in the air. I don't think I could do that. Have you gone mountain climbing yourself, Tom?
No, that would be more like rock climbing, right? Or mountain climbing. I don't know, but I've hiked in the mountains before, but never in a place where it was so dangerous that I felt my life was in danger. Although I did suffer from altitude sickness, I puked my guts out the first time I went hiking in the Colorado Mountains. But today we're talking about hiking not on mountains, but on buildings and bridges and things like that. Last time we talked about climbing the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which you can do for a price. And also you can seek some thrills back in the USA in Chicago there. You can go in the building that used to be called the Sears Tower.
Yeah, I've actually seen pictures of the Sears Tower, but I've never been there personally to visit. It used to be the tallest building in the world, but there seems to be some sort of competition around the world who can build the tallest building. You know, 101 used to be the tallest building, and now someone's trying to outdo them, so it's kind of fun. It used to be called the Sears Tower, and to be honest, people still call it the Sears Tower.
Mm-hmm. Well, now it's called Willis Tower.
Yeah, it's got a new name, but most people don't use it.
Well, they might, though, if they associate this name with Bruce Willis, the actor.
Oh.
And I think that's a good association because he starred in that movie Die Hard, where he's chasing this criminal up a tall building.
Yeah.
Not this building, but, and again, the Willis Tower here is not named after Bruce Willis, but still, it might be an easy way to try to remember the name of this building. And we'll talk about that. You can get a walking in the sky experience if you go to the Sears Tower or the Willis Tower in Chicago. Let's get to it, everybody. Let's read through today's lesson right now, and then we will discuss it. If being only 134 meters up does not sound thrilling enough for you, then perhaps you should visit Willis Tower, formerly known as Sears Tower, in Chicago, for a breathtaking walking in the sky experience. Once the world's tallest building, Willis Tower reclaimed some of its lost glory recently after its observation deck was redesigned to include four pioneering glass balconies, collectively called the Ledge. The inspiration for the balconies, which stick out more than 1 meter from the building, was the many forehead marks left on windows by visitors straining to see the city below. First-time visitors describe stepping onto the balcony and gazing down past their feet at city streets 103 floors below as a heart-stopping experience, like floating in the air. Those who find the ledge a bit too much should perhaps avoid the Grand Canyon's skywalk. This glass-bottomed horseshoe-shaped walkway extends out over the rim more than 1 kilometer above the canyon floor. Visitors to the attraction must wear special shoe covers to prevent them from slipping or scraping the glass while enjoying magnificent bird's-eye views of the bottom of the ancient gorge. Much of the profits from Skywalk go to the Hualapai, the Native American tribe on whose land the attraction lies. An amazing architectural triumph, Skywalk is built to withstand gusts of 160 kilometers per hour and the weight of 71 Boeing 747 airplanes. Whether it is due to the thrill of great heights or the fascination of the sights far below, viewing creation from up high holds a deep attraction for many. With recent innovations, we have gained new ways to experience that feeling of being on top of the world.
Now, if you really like heights, 134 meters probably doesn't sound thrilling enough for you. We're using only here in quotation marks because we're actually emphasizing that 134 meters is really high. It's not only or just 134 meters. It's really, really high. But if that's not high enough for you out there, you might want to visit the Willis Tower. Here it tells us it was formerly known as Sears Tower. So when it was first built, it actually had a different name, Sears Tower. Formerly means something that was true in the past but is no longer true. For example, you could call someone your former friend, someone who used to be your friend in the past but is no longer your friend. Or you'll often hear people talk about their late husbands or late wives, meaning their husband or wife has passed away. They're no longer living. But here, the tower was called Sears Tower. They've renamed it Willis Tower. No, it's not after Bruce Willis, but it is a great way to remember this tower's name.
So this building used to be known as the Sears Tower. It's now called Willis Tower. It's in Chicago, and you can go there for a breathtaking walking in the sky experience. Well, I've been to the observation deck of the Sears Tower, but of course that was many years ago. They must have upgraded this observation deck. Let's talk about that in the next paragraph now.
Now, it used to be the world's tallest building. It was pretty famous when it was built. People were talking about the tall Sears Tower. Well, the Willis Tower reclaimed some of its lost glory because recently it just put an observation deck out there. An observation deck was redesigned and it includes four pioneering glass balconies collectively called the ledge. We'll explain what that is. Now, to reclaim something means you take something back that used to be yours, but you lost it or someone took it from you. Well, if it lost some of its glory, it means people were starting to not admire it as much. Maybe they didn't think it was such a great big deal. They thought, it's okay. You know, it's just a tall building. Well, if you reclaim your lost glory, you get back some of that fame you once had or admiration. And that's what they've been able to do because they have this new observation deck. It was redesigned, meaning it had an observation deck before, as Tom mentioned. He was once up there. But they've redesigned it, so they had some designers come in, some architects, and they built it to look a little bit different than it did in the past. Now, if you have pioneering glass balconies, it means you have something that's first of its kind. So these are glass balconies that are brand new that no one else has anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. They're pioneering, they're brand new, as you said, and they're collectively called the ledge. If there are two or more things that we use one word to describe, we use this word collectively. Collectively here just means all together as one unit. So again, these glass balconies are collectively or altogether called the ledge. The ledge, of course, is the edge of something, usually something that sticks out over something into the air. And the inspiration for the balconies, which stick out more than 1 meter from the building, was that there were many forehead marks left on the windows by visitors straining to see the city below. So that was the inspiration. Inspiration is basically the idea you get from something else. So people were up there and they kept seeing these marks on the windows. Why are all these marks on the windows? What the heck is causing that? There aren't dogs up here sticking their wet noses on the glass here. It must be those people. So people were actually putting their heads as close to the glass as possible in order to see straight down to the ground to get that sort of thrill here. So that was the inspiration. And the balconies stick out quite a ways from the building, 1 whole meter. To stick out, you could also say to protrude, which means one part of something goes further out than the rest of the body.
For example, little kids will often stick out their tongues when they're not happy or they're making fun of someone. Or you can use stick out to describe something that's really obvious. For example, the basketball player Yao Ming is so tall, he sticks out wherever he goes. He's so much taller than everyone else, you can't help but notice him. Well, you know, they were smart. They saw that people wanted to get a better view, so they tried to lean as close as they could to the glass, and that gave them the inspiration to redesign this observation deck. Now, first-time visitors or visitors who go for the first time describe stepping onto the balcony and gazing down past their feet at city streets that are 103 floors below as a heart-stopping experience. If it's heart-stopping, it's really scary, really frightening. And if you're gazing somewhere or gazing down, it's just a phrase we use to mean you look very steadily at something. Now, if you're really excited about something, you can perhaps gaze for a long time at your beautiful new ring that you bought. You just can't look away. It's so beautiful. Well, it's probably quite a sight to gaze down at the streets.
Mm-hmm. And they're quite a long ways down there, 103 floors below, and they describe this as a heart-stopping experience. It's so exciting and scary at the same time. It seems as if their heart had stopped. And they also described it like floating in air. To float means you're up in the air, or you could be floating in water. You're basically suspended above something, like clouds will float in the air, and wood will float in water. This is describing the Sears Tower, or the Willis Tower, but I've also heard descriptions like this of the CN Tower in Toronto. I think they also have glass floors there or something that you can walk across and get a similar feeling. So you can go to Chicago or Toronto to get this heart-stopping experience. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation of the first part of our lesson for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 昨天我们听过了要去爬雪梨的港口大桥，而今天呢，我们则是要看另外一个在给你高度上的刺激感受的一种享受的方法。在这里提到的是 Perhaps you should visit Willis Tower, formerly known as Sears Tower in Chicago, for a breathtaking walking in the sky experience.在这里提到的呢，就是所谓的芝加哥的威利斯大厦，原本呢 formerly known as Sears Tower。我们来看一下 formerly 在这里当作是副词，代表着是以前或者是从前，所以这个 Willis Tower 以前呢是称为 Sears Tower。Former 则是它的形容词，代表着前任的或者是过去的，像是前任的总统就可以称之为 the former president， 而前苏联就是 the former Soviet Union。 在第二段的开始讲到 Once the world's tallest building, Willis Tower reclaimed some of its lost glory recently after its observation deck was redesigned to include four pioneering glass balconies, collectively called the Ledge.在这里讲到它曾经是世界上最高的一栋建筑物，而如今在重新设计之后呢，又能够重返荣耀。原来呢是建造了四个所谓的 glass balconies， 也就是玻璃的阳台，而呢它就被称为 the ledge。 ledge 原本指的是突出的部分，所以像是有些人的家会设计所谓的窗台，就可以称之为 a window ledge。而这个观景台呢，它从大楼向外伸出超过是一公尺。在这里第二段的后面则是提到 First time visitors describe stepping onto the balcony and gazing down past their feet at city streets 103 floors below as a heart-stopping experience like floating in the air.在这里讲到呢，第一次来参观这个塔的民众，他描述这样的经验是怎么样？请同学先注意这里的动词 describe A as B， 把 A 呢描述成为像是 B 这样子的景象。第一次来看的人站在这个观景台上，然后看着脚底下103层楼之下的街道呢， as a heart-stopping experience, 是一个相当令人惊心动魄的一种感受。Heart-stopping 正是指令人心惊肉跳的，而如果你用的是 heart-breaking, 则是指使人心碎的。Heart-warming 则是指温馨感人的。那我们顺便介绍一下，现在有很多呢所谓的熟女杀手，让女性倾心明恋的偶像呢，就称之为 Heart-throb。
We are going to take a short break, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. This is English Digest, and I'm Stephanie. We've been talking about more tall buildings or places that you can get a thrill from looking down from. Today, we're talking about the Willis Tower. It was formerly known as the Sears Tower, and it's located in Chicago. And if you have had the chance to go there, you've probably had quite a breathtaking experience looking down from the very height of this tower. It's very, very tall. It used to be the world's tallest building. Well, Willis Tower reclaimed some of its lost glory after it recently redesigned its observation deck. Now it has 4 glass balconies that they call the ledge. The inspiration for the balconies that kind of stick out from the building by more than 1 meter, which is quite far, was that they saw a lot of forehead marks left on windows by visitors. They were just really trying to get as close as they could to see the city below. So now if you're a visitor, you can step out onto the balcony and gaze down at the city streets, and they're 103 floors below you. It's almost like floating in the air.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you don't have the chance to go all the way to Chicago, well, maybe you can go to the sunny state of Arizona there, head to the Grand Canyon. And if you find the ledge in Chicago a bit too much, then you probably should avoid the skywalk in the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon, of course, is that big canyon. It's a very scenic place in Arizona there. It's right on the Utah border, if I'm not mistaken. And, of course, it's very deep. There's a river floating in the middle or flowing through the middle of it. And it's got these high cliffs. And, of course, lots of tourists like to go check this canyon out.
It's true. I had a family vacation this summer, and my brother was going to take his little boys on the way back home from Utah to see the Grand Canyon. My family lives in Arizona. Well, now this skywalk has been built. It's brand new, or it's newer than when I was growing up. I haven't seen it yet. It's glass bottomed, so you can see right through the bottom, and it's in the shape of a horseshoe. So you can actually walk out on this skywalk. It extends over the rim, and it's more than 1 kilometer above the canyon floor. So it's really, really high. You get quite a view. When you talk about the rim of something, you're talking about the outside edge or border of something. Sometimes it can be a round object like a teacup. There's a rim around that cup or your bowl that you eat cereal in, or maybe even a basketball rim. If players shoot the basketball, sometimes it hits that rim and bounces right off. Well, this walkway extends over the rim, and it's very, very high above the canyon floor.
Mm-hmm. It's more than 1 kilometer above the canyon floor, in fact. And visitors to this particular attraction must wear special shoe covers in order to prevent them from slipping or from scraping the glass while enjoying magnificent bird's eye views of the bottom of this ancient gorge. So this particular walkway is actually made out of glass, and as you know, glass can get scratched. And if glass gets scratched, it becomes more and more difficult to see through it. So therefore, visitors must wear special shoe covers. I saw something similar to this when I went to the Forbidden City in Beijing. There was a special room there or something in which visitors had to wear some special shoe coverings in order to prevent their shoes from scratching the surface, which is understandable. And the same thing applies to the sky. skywalk. These shoe covers prevent them from slipping, which means losing your balance basically while you're walking. Your foot slides underneath you and you fall down. And we don't want that to happen. Also, it prevents them from scraping the glass. To scrape usually means you pull something across the surface of something and it makes a kind of sound. So during the winter where I'm from, we used to have to scrape the windows of our cars because there would be snow on them all the time. Sometimes that snow would turn to ice and it would be really hard to scrape it all off.
Now, you wear these shoe covers so that you can continue to enjoy magnificent bird's eye views of the bottom of the gorge. So if you're talking about something being magnificent, it's very beautiful or impressive, it's splendid. And a bird's eye view is just exactly what it says. You're looking from way up high as if you were a bird flying in the sky. And that's a pretty cool view you're getting.Now, a lot of the profits from the skywalk are going to a Native American tribe called the Wallapai. Profits just mean the money that is left over or that remains after you've paid all of your bills or expenses. So after they've paid for all their bills for skywalk, they make some profit, and much of that goes to the Wallapai.Now, this is a pretty cool thing. It's also described as an amazing architectural triumph. A triumph can be some sort of success or victory. If you win some sort of tournament, it might be a big triumph for you. Or we use triumph to talk about a feeling of great happiness that we get because we've won something. You can have a feeling of triumph from winning, or you can use it in the adjective form to feel triumphant.
Now, here you might be afraid that skywalk is just a piece of glass and it might be kind of fragile, but it's built to withstand wind gusts of 160 kilometers per hour. To withstand here just means to take something. It can undergo this pressure and it can still stand and it still won't break. Gust here just means a sudden wind or wind that's blowing really fast all of a sudden. You get lots of gusts during typhoons, for example. And these gusts can be quite strong and this skywalk will still be standing. It can also undergo or withstand the wind. Weight of several Boeing 747s, 71 in fact, that's a lot. So you should be rest assured you probably won't break the thing if you step out onto it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's fat enough to actually fall through. Well, whether it's due to or because of the thrill of great heights or just the fascination of what you see below you,Viewing creation from up high holds a deep attraction for many. I think a lot of people just like to get a nice view. That's why a lot of people like to live in apartments that are really high up on high floors. You get a better view and more light comes in too. Well, they've had recent renovations or innovations, I should say, and it's allowed us to gain new ways to experience that feeling of being on top of the world. I think that's why people go up to the top of mountains like Mount Everest. They just want to see what it looks like from way up high. Now, an innovation is something that's newly made or something that's been improved, but by using a lot of creativity and imagination. For example, in the 1990s, cell phones were an innovation, but today, oh, they're really quite common. They're nothing special.
No, they aren't special anymore, but all the new ones are, so check them out. And again, with these special places, you can be on top of the world, looking down on creation.And have yourself a wonderful time. Here's another way to have a wonderful time, to take a few minutes to listen to our Chinese teacher. Let's do that right now.
除了像刚刚我们所介绍的 Sears Tower, 现在称之为 Willis Tower 之外,也许你可以试看看 The Grand Canyon Skywalk, 也就是大峡谷的天空步道,它到底有多么的令人觉得可怕呢? Visitors to the attraction must wear special shoe covers to prevent them from slipping or scraping the glass while enjoying magnificent bird's eye views of the bottom of the ancient gorge. 其实呢，这所谓的天空步道呢，它是悬在谷底1公里以上的高度，到这个观光景点的游客都要穿上所谓特别的 shoe covers 鞋套，能够让他们尽览这所谓的 bird's eye views of the bottom of the ancient gorge， 才可以看得清楚呢这种壮丽古老的峡谷的景致。我们回到前面有一个 ving 的形式 scraping， 它的原形动词 scrape 代表着呢就是刮落或者是削去什么什么的意思，像是呢为了避免刮伤这个玻璃，他们就要套上特殊的鞋套。当然这个 skywalk 是一个非常特别的建筑奇景。 An amazing architectural triumph, skywalk is built to withstand gusts of 160 km per hour and the weight of 71 Boeing 747 airplanes.它呢所能承重的这个负载量呢，可以抵挡得住时速160公里的强风，甚至是71架波音747客机的重量。在这里的 withstand 就是有抵挡或者是承受得住的意思。所以如果想要寻求呢这种高度刺激的人，也许下一次呢就可以来试看看这种 being on top of the world 的感受。其实 on top of the world 原本是指的心满意足春风得意的意思，不过在这里则是一语双关，告诉你呢站在高高的地方看世界也是能够让你觉得相当心满意足的感受呢。
Well, that's all the time we have left to talk about looking down below and not being afraid, having fun up above. You know, I am curious to go to the Grand Canyon Skywalk the next time I go home. It's kind of a 3-hour drive from where I live, but I would like to walk out on the ledge and see what it looks like.
Well, you don't have to travel so far. There are plenty of places to experience heights here in Taiwan. Go up to the observation deck in Taipei 101, or climb to the top of that pagoda in Taroko Gorge and look down there. That will give you the heebie-jeebies as well. Thank you for joining us, everybody, and please join us again next time for English Digest. My name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
See you next time.
Bye.